Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Well, here we are, another podcast.
Welcome back.
I got some things planned for this podcast that I'm waiting to see if it's going to happen.
Oh.
Some special guests, because today is going to be a little specially themed, because this is going to be our last podcast till Monday.
Yeah.
We're gonna,
this one is?
Yeah. We're going to take tomorrow. So tomorrow, if you're listening to this any other time outside of July 1st is when we're recording it. Tomorrow is going to be like our Friday on Thursday.
Yeah, I think a lot of people actually have Friday off.
Right, yeah.
To celebrate 4th of July.
And I found out, too, we get paid tomorrow, too.
Oh, we get paid early.
Yes, girl, we get paid early, honey.
That's fantastic news.
So I wanted to do a couple of things real quick. First off, so I have been planning this surprise for both of you for probably a month and a half.
Oh, gosh.
What? There's a surprise?
Yeah. Oh. I ordered something for both of you a month and a half, and because it was, like, right in the smack dab when, like, things were bad with COVID, it was going to be delayed, and then one of them came in, and then the other one didn't, and then they were like, well, we're having problems with the back order, and so we're sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
And so then I was going to wait, but then it's been sitting there, and I feel bad, and so I'm sorry that one of you is not going to get it, but know that it has been paid for, and that as soon as it gets in, you will get it.
Okay.
All right?
That's fine. No, that's fine with me. I'm so nervous.
So awkward.
What is happening?
What do you think it is, Holly?
I honestly have no idea. Is it something like personalized, like a water bottle with our names on it?
Holly!
Yay!
I wish I had the budget for that sort of thing.
Oh. Then what is this?
Is it gum?
Right.
Juicy fruit. I'd be happy with that.
I got y'all some ginger ale. No. Remember when we talked about those really cool planners that we went through the whole quiz about if you're an alchemist or explorer?
Yeah.
Well, they had a sale, and I bought both of you one.
Holy moly.
Yes. So, Holly, yours for the explorer, it's on back order, and so as soon as it comes in, you're going to get it.
That's fine. There's a lot of explorers.
There are.
Apparently.
But, Scott, here's yours, the alchemist.
Holy crap.
There you go.
I'm so pumped. I didn't think this was actually going to happen.
Yeah. So I bought them because after we talked about it a few weeks ago and we took the test and we talked about it, and I was like, you know, I feel like I want for us this show to just be a little bit more organized because I feel like we're always trying to play catch up, and I feel like these really help not only with organization, but an organization of your life.
Yeah.
Because I feel like as adults, and if you are in that age range from Scott 23 to Holly and I being in our mid 30s, it's just life is crazy. And this has really helped me sort of organize personal life and professional life.
Yeah.
Because I always feel like I have a million lists in my head, and it just really helps organize it all together.
Yeah. I always have something that I'm forgetting to do, usually in terms of my mom. And then usually she just gets mad at me because I didn't do it. She told me yesterday, because we're supposed to drop off some clothes like that we're donating to a friend of hers. And she's like, well, I just need to know exactly what day because I know that you won't do it unless we put down a day. And I'm like, thanks a lot. I mean, she's probably right. But still, you don't have to say it to my face.
Say it out loud. That's how I feel. I literally thought about that like probably yesterday or like before everything happened. I felt like I was on top of it. I was like, finally organized. I had my schedule going. I knew anything was coming up. And now I feel so behind. It's nauseating.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So that's the first part of the podcast.
That's exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Will. Can you hold on for us? Or actually,
you're
on the podcast. I have to call somebody else. Let's see here.
Uh-oh. I'm so pumped about this.
What are we doing?
No, we still got 3 more minutes until they can talk.
Oh, wow.
All right, so we'll just tap dance for a little bit on the podcast. Will, boss man Will, how are you?
I do have a question for Will. I don't know if we're going to...
I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. So we just announced here on the podcast that we're taking the rest of the week off, even though, like, today is our Thursday, tomorrow's our Friday. We're not going to do one tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday. And so I just surprised Holly and Scott with these planners that we talked about a while ago.
They had a sale. Personalized.
Yeah, they're personalized to your learning habits. So I just gave them theirs.
Thank you very much for doing that.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And so, Will, you were hurt this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I'm going to be fine. Yes, I will make it.
Are you sure?
But.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm having problems with my headset.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Only one ear is working, and that's the most annoying thing ever. Anyway.
Yes, it is. I feel that pain.
Yeah. Even though when we were, when we used a normal phone back in the day, we only used one ear. But anyway, that's another conversation. So I got flipped over my bike handlebars, a bicycle. Over the weekend on Sunday, as I was trying to get a 30-mile ride in. So, yeah, that's what happened to me.
My gosh, I'm so glad you were wearing your helmet.
Yeah.
Well, and we talked about this a little bit earlier. Yeah, if I wasn't wearing that helmet, you and I would not be having this conversation right now. So the moral of the story is, kids, parents, everybody, if you bicycle or you ride those scooters, hold on, let me turn off this Roomba here because it's making all this noise.
Yeah, I've got that Roomba going.
It's going everywhere, vacuuming everything.
Do you really like the Roomba? Because I've been thinking about getting one for the main floor of Chateau Oprah. Do you like it?
Well, I like it because I don't have to sweep.
It would be good with the wood floor and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, here's what happened. So I was just riding along, minding my own business. Apparently, I picked up a branch. And it was, the branch was probably about 9 inches long and probably the diameter of a quarter.
Mm.
And so my wheel clipped it and it basically flipped it up inside of the wheel. And I was going about 12 miles an hour. I wasn't trying to sprint or anything. I was just trying to have a normal rhythm. And basically the branch got locked up with the fork, that holds the wheel in and basically ripped out the spokes, locked up my wheel. I go flying over the handlebars and land on my head.
My gosh, that sounds so painful. Now, have you been to the hospital at all?
Well, so no, but here's kind of my logic behind that. On Sunday night when it happened, I felt felt the stinging, right?
Like,
I got some road burns. Yeah. I can feel that my arms are kind of tender. There was no pain in my head or my neck or my back or anything like that.
Right.
As I landed on my head again, wear your helmet, please. Yeah. What happened was whenever you get into a tense situation like that, especially when you're riding a bike or you're driving a car, your arms lock, like all your muscles in your arms tense up and lock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what adrenaline. You're controlling the bike with too, right?
Correct. Yes. So in this instance, the handlebars became unstable because the wheel that holds up the handlebars was now compromised.
Oh.
So I lock up my arms. I go flying over the handlebars and I land. I did not land on my arms, but what happened is in that moment, I pulled all the muscles in both my arms.
Oh, gosh.
So
Ugh.
as I was trying to go to sleep on Sunday night and into Monday morning, that's when, when you pull a muscle, you don't necessarily feel that pain for about a few hours.
Yeah.
And especially at night when you're not moving your body, that's when your muscles lock up. So come Monday morning, I couldn't move my arms up. I mean, I could barely move. I was in a lot of pain. I had some ibuprofen, which I'd, gotten from the night before. So I just basically took a PTO day and said, nope, not doing anything today. I did not go to the doctor because my situation was not life-threatening, thank God. I knew nothing was broken because I kind of gave myself some self-exams. You're squeezing your arms and you're feeling things, you go, okay, that doesn't feel right. I didn't have any of that going on. I knew it was more of a muscle thing. So I said, look, my problems aren't life-threatening. I'm not going to go to the ER. I'm not going to go to the doctor. let's just let that be in COVID land right now.
Mm.
I did say, however, if I didn't feel that I was going to improve in the next 24 to 48 hours, then I would go in and get looked at.
Oh, God.
So basically, I just performed the rules of ICE, which we learned that, you know, Scotty has no idea what that means.
No.
But Holly explained what is ICE or rice?
Rice, rest, ice, compression, elevation.
Boom. So that was my Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And about 8 o'clock Monday night, probably about, 27, 28 hours after the event, I started to go, okay, wait a minute. I can move my arms a little more. All right, the pain is starting to subside a little bit. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to improve.
Okay.
Sleeping was still difficult because, you know how you sleep, your arms are all over the place, and it was just, not comfortable. So it was hard for me to sleep on Monday night. Tuesday morning, difficult. I'm trying to walk my dog, and, I'm looking like a freak trying to put a mask on over my head because my arms aren't moving. And
oh, my gosh.
It was stressful. But by about midday yesterday, I was able to raise my arms fully above my head. I'm like, okay, things are definitely improving. Okay, things are going back to normal. The pain is subsiding. I have full range of motion back. And I've been doing stretching and range of motion exercises and all that to kind of help push things along. There's still some pressure in my wrist. Again, naturally, because of that intense stop movement, you clutch your fists and my wrists are going to feel a little off for a couple more days. But I'll be fine. I made it.
My entire body hurts for you. It really does.
This episode is so rare, though. I mean, in the 12 years that I've been riding bicycles regularly, this is my first major accident. So I know some people are like, oh, my God, that happened to you. I'm never going to ride a bike ever.
Mm.
No.
No, I did think about you a lot when I was riding my bike yesterday. I was like, I'm so glad I have my helmet with me because knowing what Boss Man Will went through,
mm-hmm.
it makes me nervous. So, Will, hold on. So I have someone else on the phone line right now. And the reason why I wanted to bring Boss Man Will and the other person on the phone is because today is a very special day. And I wanted to play a little something for both of you on the phone and you and the Miguel and Holly fam.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this little ditty.
Attention, South Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, the beaches, Newport Richey, and everyone living in Tampa Bay. Especially all those sitting at 4002 Gandy Boulevard. Tampa Bay is about to get hot. For 22 years, it's been a ton of commercials and way too much talk on FLZ.
What happened to the music?
For 22 years, FLZ's contest winners haven't even been from Tampa Bay.
Who cares if someone in Wisconsin wins?
And for 22 years, MJ has been getting older and older
and older.
How's your new MySpace account, MJ?
Tampa Bay, a new day is here. Today, there's a new station trending in town. It's new, it's commercial free, and it's hot. Playing 10,000 songs in a row. And thankfully, no boring old talk in the morning.
They like come and we don't want.
And we are the new hot.
Hot 101.5.
I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
All the hits.
Hey, what's up? It's Lady Gaga. This is Hot, baby.
Like us now, facebook.com/hot1015.
Follow us on Twitter at hot1015.
And most importantly, set the number one preset in your car to 1015. This is Tampa Bay's new Hot 1015.
All the hits.
10,000 songs in a row starts now.
9 years later, do you still get goosebumps when you hear that?
Wow, that's incredible.
Well, now, I thought we were going to get to listen to the song. That's one of my jams.
Same. I'm always disappointed when it cuts off.
So we have We have welcomed the very first program director of Hot 101.5, Tim Clark, who's now at corporate.
Oh, fancy.
Got
fancy.
One of them big people jobs at corporate. And today is July 1st. It is the birthday of Hot 101.5. So I thought, how cool would it be to get the first program director and the current program director.
A meeting of the great minds.
Seriously. So, Tim, how does it feel all these years to hear that again?
Well, first of all, happy birthday, everyone.
Yes.
Hope you're having a celebration over there. It's every time I listen to that montage about once a year on this date, and it always gives me the goosebumps because I don't know if this is a little radio geek thing that y'all appreciate, but I actually produced that myself.
You did?
In my hotel room when we were, when I was sneaking into Tampa Bay. I lived in Jacksonville at the time. Oh. And so I would sneak into Tampa to have these meetings with Keith and Jeremy, who runs all of our top 40 stations for the company, and Steve, who works for me now. And we would have these like under the cover of darkness meetings. And yeah, there was so much to do that. I don't know why we had a whole team that did all of that, production and imaging and everything. And they were doing all the other stuff on the station, but I, for whatever reason, I was like, I'll do that. And I sat in the Hilton in Carolyn Park over there by, what is that, off of Roosevelt or whatever?
Yeah.
And I sat in a hotel room with my headphones on and I produced that myself. So it's extra kind of cool, you know, like to just think back after, what is it, 9 years?
Yeah.
9 years ago.
Yeah.
To be able to, you know, create something from, you know, from nothing with Hot and build something from the ground up is just, it's really exciting. It's the best part of what we do, I think. And then for you, you know, then I think about, you know, you guys as this current generation of the legacy. You know, I've always been taught that when you get to work on a brand like you guys are, Will, you as the leader of that brand, or you guys as the morning show, or who, you know, everyone involved, you're stewards of that brand during your time, and you're responsible for it, and how you care for it, and what you do, you know, to contribute to its legacy is everything. And so to watch what you guys are doing today is more exciting than even thinking about the past. And I'm just so proud of y'all. And I'm glad that we're here today and get to celebrate it, but also think about, you know, where we go from here. That's the more exciting part. But anyway, I'm going to get down off my soapbox and let you guys talk on your own podcast.
Well, no. I mean, well, that's why we wanted to call you, because I feel like our Miguel and Holly fam.
You're like, that's all we wanted to. You're done. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. That's all we need you for. But I feel like so many of our podcast fam, Platypus, they're super interested behind what happens at radio stations because especially in America and especially here in Tampa Bay, radio is so personal to everyone. And especially in Tampa, where radio is such a big deal and people listen and they love their radio stations. So, Tim, can you sort of talk about, like, how at that time in 2011, I mean, this was a huge deal for our company at that time to launch a station like this, because in the country, our competition was fierce. I mean, and you did not dare go up against the mighty FLZ at the time. And then you were just a young little buck when you did it.
And Tim, before you answer that, let me jump in for perspective, because I was working at a radio station in New York City at the time, and I remember like the level of complacency for this station in Tampa. Like, what? Mm. You know, Cox Media Group is launching this station against the legendary state. That's not going to work. There was so much complacency that never going to happen. And then Tim, I'll toss it over to you because you can talk about what happened.
Well, I think that, well, first of all, thank you all for saying that. I did nothing. I was just part of an amazing team and got to contribute and be a cheerleader. But, you know, I think it ultimately made everything in the market better, right? FLZ was a great radio station. And for what it's worth, still is an incredible radio station. And competition keeps everybody on their game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm
agreed.
I happen to think that you guys are better, and I'll say that out loud.
Thank you.
But you know, competition is a good thing, and for the audience to have a choice was a big deal back then, because they didn't have a choice. Mm-hmm. They had one place to go to for that lifestyle and for that kind of music, and 101.5 was an 80s pop station back then, And, you know, and people, there were a lot of people that loved that music, but there just weren't as many people. There wasn't as broad of an audience that had the passion that they do for the top 40 music that we play today. And so, you know, in our company and all radio companies, really, I think all brands now are just constantly researching and talking to the audience, talking to the consumers, you know. So we're constantly looking for what Tampa Bay wants. And 9 years ago, we heard loud and clear that the Tampa Bay audience wanted another choice for that top 40, not only music, but the whole lifestyle. You know, the events, the exciting, all of the exciting things that make up all of our, you know, and then the team is a reflection of what that lifestyle is. And so that's kind of in a nutshell how we decided to make the change and sort of what, where it came from in terms of what the audience and what the listeners of Tampa Bay wanted at the time. And everything we've done on the station over the last 9 years, every change we've made, even with bringing you guys in and putting Miguel and Holly, you know, the Miguel and Holly show on Hot originally was ultimately what the audience wanted, because you guys had already had a history in the market. And so we were just listening, saying, hey, what do you got? What, you know, audience, what do you want out of morning radio? And, you know, that's what led us to you. So,
Is it kind of awkward when you hear that now and you're like, no boring talk in the morning?
And I'm like, oh, sorry.
All music.
That's my job now. Sorry.
I do listen back to that whole thing. And my thought was, wow, we were a little mean.
Yes.
Yes, you were.
Yes. You were like throwing bombs. Like, it wasn't even like, ooh, I'm going to tease y'all. It was like, you suck.
Well, listen, they were equally mean back. So it was all fair.
That was sort of that whole thing. And that doesn't really go down anymore like that.
No.
It was still the era of that you were allowed to do that.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit of a different time. And I think that, you know, for people who grew up in Tampa Bay and, you know, for our listeners at the time, for both stations' listeners at the time, they found it very intriguing, you know, but it's just, you know, I think things have changed a little bit, and that might not necessarily be as exciting and compelling to people as it was 9 years ago.
I'm like, oh gosh.
They suck.
It went for the jugular. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know.
We just launched this Hispanic station in Orlando, and we're not on there going, you know, I'm not even going to try to fake my Spanish. But
No.
Doing that kind of humor.
You suck.
Yeah.
I will say, though, as I'm going through the, now this morning, I'm putting together a nice little email for the entire staff, and I've been going through the Hot 101.5 Facebook page, and I've gone all the way back to the beginning, and I sent Tim a text message. I'm like, oh, there's some good stuff of you here, Tim. And to your point of how mean you guys were back then, I'm looking at some of the posts going, wow, like, yeah, you guys really did go crazy. I mean, you went at it. It was guns a-blazing, man. But those were a different time.
Yeah, and I hate it. The one reason I do hate this celebration, this day that rolls around every year, is because all those old pictures of me when I was 100 pounds fatter and I had a bad haircut. Terrible wardrobe, ate bad food every day, and, you know, but I do think about how much fun we had then, and see, you know, I hope you guys are feeling like you're still having just as much fun now.
Yeah, I mean, the fun's a little different with COVID-19.
It's a little different. Yeah.
It's not much of a, like, ha-ha! if you listen to our podcast from yesterday, this is a totally different...
But, you know, where everybody's just trying to get through it.
Exactly. Real quick, Tim, before we let you go, can you tell us, though, like, personally, though, in your life? Because I always think that's one of the cool stories about Hot 101.5 launching in a city like this, is you had someone who, like, this was your first big shot in the radio industry as a young guy, and it propelled you to corporate. You're the person that goes around the country representing our, not only our radio station, but our company in the broadcast industry. But where were you in your headspace then? As a, how old were you at 23, 24?
God. 22, 23.
That was Scott's. What about me?
I'm just gonna leave.
No, it was definitely it. And I think back on it, and I was not ready for that job. It was at times a very, very humbling experience, but it was a really important, you know, I think back on it and I'm grateful for everything that happened. The great stuff and the learning moments, because it ultimately helped me to grow and become who I am, you know, 9 years later. And so I think it was a really important part of my career. I'm never going to write a book or anything, but that would have a at least a chapter in terms of, you know, my own personal experiences and what I took away from it. And it's all, I'm grateful for all of it, but I was scared as hell sometimes. I mean, I had barely been, again, not to get too inside, cause I don't know if the audience cares, but you know, I had gotten my first job running a station a year and a half earlier in Jacksonville. The company took a big chance on me and moved me down from New York and put me over a legendary radio station in Jacksonville, WAPE. And you know, Miguel, you and I always joke, that's kind of where we got on each other's radars. Cause mm-hmm. I know you guys were doing the show in, Panama City, mm-hmm. and we're always kind of on our radar and vice versa. So, but I had only done that job for a year and a half, and they called me in, and said, hey, you know, you're going to get a call from Tampa, and they want your help with a project that, you know, it's all like under the cone of silence, code words, and we're all beating around the bush. And they're like, yeah, we're doing this project in Tampa, and they're mm-hmm. going to need your help with it. And your particular set of expertise.
Oh.
And I'm like, what expertise? I've been here a year. I'm not an expert. I'm an expert on where the coffee machine is, and that's about it. Like, so I get on a Southwest flight, and I fly down to Tampa to meet with Keith Lawless, meeting him for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And we spend the afternoon together, and I'm about to head out the door to go home, and he puts a job offer in front of me. And I'm like, what?
Huh?
I looked at him and genuinely said, there's no way you are actually wanting to do that, right? Like, I'm not the guy. But again, like, it just, it kind of speaks to people. It speaks to Keith, like, taking a big risk on me, and giving me a big opportunity, to do something, you know, that was a game changer for my own career. And I'm incredibly grateful for it. And, it was one of those kind of, you know, you have these moments in your career where you know you're in a situation that's going to, you know, if you're successful, it's going to be your breakthrough pivotal moment that'll kind of unlock a lot of other stuff going forward. And mm-hmm. I think for many reasons, that was that time for me personally. So, you know, and I think back, and the best part of all of it, and really what ultimately made it so great, was, all of the people that were involved. And I think of the people that are still there today that were a part of it, and the people mm-hmm. that have gone on and done other things who are so amazing. It was just such an amazing vibe. And I know this sounds so cliche, but I got so excited to come to work every single day, you know, and I would rush into the office because it was almost like this, you know, you were missing something. What's happening that you're missing out on if you're not there and part of it. And, you know, that kind of set the tone for me for now. I'm in this job, and that's what I expect and want everybody to feel in all of our radio stations across the entire company. But I'll tell you truthfully, it came from that feeling and that experience in Tampa Bay when we did Hot 101.5 9 years ago.
Tim Clark, first program director for Hot 101.5. Well, we know you got to get on the private Cox Media jet and fly to another uh-huh. radio station. So, you know, we'll let you go be rich and corporate.
Yeah, yeah. We got another station in San Antonio. They have a birthday too, so I got to go do this whole thing again. And talk about how much I love them.
Thanks.
But it's nice talking to you all, and you know, if anybody asks, you are my favorite. They're in 10 minutes, they're my favorite too. So.
Yeah, great.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we got the pictures here, Tim. Watch out.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Tim, for picking up your phone.
Well, listen, you guys have an amazing holiday weekend, and stay safe. All right.
All right. You too.
You too.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
So, Will, you hear all of that, and now you are the shepherd of...
We're the sheep.
Yeah, we're the sheep. You're the shepherd.
Of you crazy sheep, you, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, we're crazy sheep.
I mean, and sort of like Tim, this is sort of like your big break also. of a big top 20 market radio station.
Yeah, because, I mean, but it's not, unlike Tim, you have had more experience under your belt before this, but it's like this was sort of the first time you were doing something like this, right?
Well, yeah, and it's interesting, you know, because in Tim's role, Tim is the person who recruited me to come to Cox Media Group to take on our sister station in Orlando. I was working for a competitor in Miami, and things were just, I don't know. I mean, the company I worked for before was going through a bunch of ownership changes, like owner after owner after owner. And I just wasn't, I kind of reached that point where I felt I had done everything I could possibly do. And, you know, I was actually looking at some things outside of the industry. I was like, I don't know about all this right now. So Tim Clark, you know, starts following me on Instagram.
Isn't that like, always how it starts? Somehow on social media, you notice something weird.
Yeah, and like we didn't, and I followed him back, and it's like, you know, it's kind of like the dating thing where, you know, you start liking pictures of each other, but you don't really talk to each other.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God.
And then eventually, when I knew that my deal in Miami was coming to an end, one of us initiated a DM with each other, and it was like a response to like a story, like, oh, that's cool, you know, like a sunset or something. Hey, that's cool. Hey, my deal's about to end. You got anything going on? Now I remember. So there's, you know, every now and then there's these industry things, and back in a different world when we could do fun things, Kelly Clarkson was launching a new album. And she invited radio programmers from all over the country to come to her house in Nashville to hear songs from the new album. Now, folks that have, you know, kind of history in the country music space tend to do those sort of things. We're top 40 artists, like Rihanna, you ain't coming to my house.
Right, no. Yes, no.
But anyway. But so that was the first time that I actually saw and met Tim Clark in person. Well, actually talked to him in person. And I walked up to him and said, hey, Tim, you're Tim Clark, right? Like, I didn't know who he was.
But like, you'd already just stalked him on social media to make sure.
He's like, yeah. Hey, Will Calder from Miami. Oh, hey, how's it going? And then we talked for a little bit. And, you know, he definitely kept his corporate tone and ended the conversation because, you know, it was just kind of a quick get to know me chat. But we weren't getting anywhere where it was like, what's your contract? Like, we couldn't have that conversation. So he clearly, you know, when you're in a position like that and you never know who's watching, you don't want to have those conversations too long because, as you guys know, our industry is full of gossip.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes.
You know, hey, Will Calder was talking to Tim Clark. What's happening? Is he going to leave his job? Oh, he's talking to the competitor. Watch out!
I know, and they'll even post that stuff on, like speculative, like, radio blogs.
Oh, yeah.
It's so, like, I don't remember who we were talking to at Morning Show Boot Camp one time. We were like, we can't talk to you too long because it looks real shady. Even if I'm just asking you how you doing, how you mom and them, we got to go.
No, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if we were friends years before. Oh, you're talking to someone that's a competitor. Watch out. They're gonna rumor about it. Yeah. But anyway, so... Yeah, Tim was the one who got me into the company 2 years ago, and eventually he said, just take hot. I'm like, what? We're going to do two radio stations in two different cities? Are you sure?
Wow.
Yeah, you can do it. It'll be an experiment. You know, if you do a good job, then we'll talk about making it permanent. So here we are a year later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
I don't know if they've used the word temporary in a while, so I kind of think this is my permanent gig from now on. I mean,
I would hope so.
You guys just want me to disappear.
No, if you could just stay forever, or at least as long as however long we're here, that would be great.
But I got to tell you, coming to Cox Media Group and being over the staff at Power 95.3, and then, you know, joining you guys at Hot 101.5 has really been special for me because it reminded me why I got into radio in the first place. Radio is supposed to be fun. We're supposed to do fun things. We're supposed to relate with the community, and we're supposed to emote.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be people. That's sometimes what I think gets lost in some of this corporate radio is we forget how to be people.
Right.
We forget that we're humans too. And hey, everybody, here's a new song from LMFAO. You know, I mean, we do all that, but we sometimes forget that the reason why we are on the radio is to make a connection. Radio is the original social media when you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it back. That was the social media.
Yeah.
True.
You're DMing a radio. You're calling a request line back in the day, you know, to hear your favorite song. So, yeah, times are a little different now, and there's a lot of noise out there. But it reminds being with you guys and being with this company has reminded me why I got into this game and has rejuvenated my love for radio. Because, you know, you can only get beat up with just some of these changes that are happening that you guys have talked about on the podcast before in our industry. And it can be tough because you know what your audience needs. You know when the time to be there for your community to make a difference, like now with COVID and Black Lives Matter and everything we're going through, you know what you need to do. And sometimes you're not able to do that. And that hurts you because you're a human. You want to be there for your people.
Absolutely. And you know why you're in this job. You know why people, like those that radio people, like on-air people, they know why they got into this business. And when you're not allowed to do what you feel is right, it can be very harming to you, to damaging to you.
We didn't listen. Yeah, some of the going to concerts and meeting artists, those are fun perks, but those aren't the reasons you get into radio. You get into radio so you have a voice to make a difference.
Right.
You know?
No, that's so true.
And having that local voice to make a difference in your local community is more powerful than these YouTube kids who got followers all over the world. It's just not the same. When you're able to make that local change because of something you did, there's something special about that. And that's why we all got in this game.
Absolutely.
So I'm just so happy that, again, I'm sort of rambling because it is kind of an emotional experience when you really break down, again, without getting too inside on everything that we've all gone through. But, like, I'm where I'm supposed to be right now. You know, we have our good days and we have our bad days. And 2020, you know, is the year to remember and forget all in one.
Yes.
But, you know, 10 years from now, when we're going through the next pandemic, we're going to look back on 2020 and go, man, we made a difference that year. We made a difference. And that's all you can ask for. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Will Calder.
Yes.
Wow.
Speaking of truth.
Program director. Oh, I'm sorry. They changed the names of y'all's positions.
Oh,
now it's the branding and content manager.
Oh. No. Director of branding and programming.
Yes. Oh. There we go. Fancy title there.
Okay. I remember they used to go through a couple different ones for a while. It was my boss in Ohio was a listener advocate.
Oh, that's nice.
Like they just like to give you different titles, but it, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Love those.
Sometimes that's just being too cool for the room.
Yes.
In the end, we're all working together to create content. You know, I've always felt very strongly, and I hope you guys feel this way, that it isn't me telling you guys what to do. We all sit down and have a conversation. We all come to the solutions together.
Yes.
And that's what creates the family in the hallways. If you don't have that family in the hallways, and listen, it's easier said than done. You know what I mean? But if you don't try to create that family environment in the hallways, you're not going to have a radio station that really resonates on the streets. You got to be right at home before you can be right on the streets. You know what
Amen.
I'm saying?
True that. True that. Mm-hmm. Will, thank you so much for letting us call you and bug you for a little bit to celebrate the birthday of Hot. And please feel better and make sure that your head and your arm and all that stuff is feeling okay.
Where's my ibuprofen at?
Yes. Go get you some. It's time.
All right, Will. We'll talk to you later.
See ya. Bye.
All right. We have one more phone call.
Oh.
We got one more.
You're just calling all the people.
Yeah, girl. This is a celebratory. I felt really bad about yesterday's podcast.
Wait, why?
Because I was just like, we were just all in a mood yesterday.
Keeping it real.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm actually really glad that we did that because I don't know how well I could have gotten through talking to someone yesterday.
Yeah, right, I know. Yesterday was not
about
the
something.
Best.
I was just in such a... I do feel better today.
Yeah.
I do too. When I woke up, I felt lighter.
Yeah. So you need that
you
sometimes.
You look lighter.
Oh, thank you. Mm. That's because I went to the bathroom. Oh, my God. Hello, mother? Mom.
Well, holler at me, son. How you doing, baby?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're on the podcast with Holly and Scott and myself.
Well, hey, Holly. Hey, Scotty.
Hello.
Hey. How are y'all?
Good.
Grand.
Mom.
Yes.
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That gives me life.
We're celebrating.
Well, your official birthday is July 3rd, but we will not be on the air that day. So we wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday.
And I want to wish Abe a happy, happy birthday on the air, too.
Oh, I love that.
That is true. His is
a round robin of happy birthdays.
Right? Hot 101.5 celebrated July 1st. My mom, July 3rd. And Abe's July 4th. And don't forget, Abe's mom is July 1st. So we got all
today.
The birthdays.
Yeah.
Today, oh yes.
My birthday is today, mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, Mom, yes. What are you doing to celebrate? Oh. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I won't be doing anything because I'm quarantined.
Yeah.
You don't have your friend is not coming over anymore?
No. Sometimes when I need it, but other than that, nah.
Nah. Too time. Much work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Why y'all laughing? It's true.
When was the last time you saw your friend?
Yesterday.
Oh, that's why. There you go.
There you go. Okay. Well, you had your birthday celebration.
That's good. That's good.
Mom, can I ask you, how old are you this year?
I will be a young 62.
Woo!
Oh, hell
62
yeah.
years old. Mm-hmm. Look at all that you've seen the world change. You've seen the world change so much.
Yes. And they coming so fast. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I just had one last week.
Yes. That's what it feels like every year. I'm like, whoa, I'm going to need you to just slow down real quick. Whereas when you're younger, it feels like they can't come quick enough.
It feels like it's 5 years in between every birthday.
Yes. You're like, I just wanted to do my birthday so I can get some cake at a party.
I know.
Mom,
I know.
What's been your favorite birthday memory out of all the ones you've had through the years?
When you and Abe took me to Vegas.
Oh.
That was the best birthday ever. Mm. Ever. Can we go again?
Not anytime soon.
Not right now, maybe.
Maybe for 65 or 70, we can take you
70?
There.
Oh, 70? I mean, you can't wait that long. Jeez.
Listen, we got to make
2022.
Yeah, there you go.
There, perfect.
All right. Well, I need everybody to pitch in for that. And
unless
then,
I'm going. Huh? Well, yeah. I'll send a card.
Yeah, I need to go for my retirement. So when I retire, this is 2022.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All
I'm
right.
Going in 2022.
Oh, well, we'll start.
So you can go ahead and do a GoFundMe page for your mama's retirement.
Plenty of time.
Party.
Yep.
Mom, what was your favorite moment from our Vegas trip to celebrate your birthday?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I think not getting into sleep, just staying out all night. And the funniest thing was, he was so comfortable around us. It was like he was my baby. Walking around, because, you know, we all shared a room together because, you know, me and my friend girl, we knew we wouldn't be in the room that much just to change clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But Abe walking around in his drawers like... like he was home.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
My mom, she thought that was just so just out of this world, the fact that Abe would just walk around in his boxers That's and his crazy. Underwear. My mom was like, what are you doing in your drawers? Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
Well, good.
But yeah, and then the other part was seeing you sit on a slot machine.
Mm.
I'm like, Cheap Miguel is sitting on a slot machine. And then when I told you what to do, you won money, right?
That is true. You are the slot machine whisperer.
Mm.
Slot machine queen.
You know how to speak to them, how to rub them to make them spit out that money.
Exactly.
Well, good. Well, Mom, have a happy birthday. And we just wanted to make sure that you knew that we loved you and you have a wonderful one.
Thank y'all so much. I love y'all, too. Y'all have a good day. Have a safe 4th. And keep those masks on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mama. Yes. Keep the mask on.
Amen. That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have a good birthday.
Wait, hey, wait.
Oh, yes.
Daddy,
yeah?
Can you sing it for me?
Oh,
bye virus.
Oh, okay, got
it. Been a minute.
Well, here, how about, do you want him to sing it or do you want me to just play it?
You probably play it. Probably going to sound a lot better.
No, I know. I want him to sing it. I want to be serenaded.
Oh,
man. All right.
Here we go.
A quick little verse. All right, germs, stay away from me. I'm washing my hands and I'm keeping them clean. Now, germs, stay away from me. I'm washing my hands and I'm keeping them clean. Now, bye virus. Bye virus.
Bye virus.
When you meet somebody new, say hi with the edge of your shoe. No need to do the handshake.
Bring that relic back. We need to remind people.
Yes, I think we might.
We might need to have a new one where it's just saying, wear your mask.
I actually have that in the thought right now.
Oh, good. All right, Mom. Happy birthday. We love you.
Thank you. Love y'all, too. thank y'all so much.
Bye. Absolutely.
Bye. So if you want to know where to wash your
hands, listen to this so you understand. Bathroom time, wash them.
Hey.
Saying hi,
wash them.
Eating pie, wash them. Just anytime, go wash them. Just add soap and some water, 20 seconds or even longer. Just add soap and some water, 20 seconds will make it stronger. Bye, virus, bye, virus, bye, virus, bye. Now bye, virus, bye, virus, bye, virus, bye. Now can we please all make a promise to wash our hands? Thank you.
Yeah. Killer.
All
so
right.
Good.
Good. Love it. We're done.
Woo!
It's a lot of show.
Yeah.
We just put on like 3 shows today, I feel like.
I felt that too. I'm a little... are we done with everything?
Yeah, this is it.
Well, no more recording of anything.
No. Nope.
Okay, good. Okay.
This is it. Even though I'm still on a friend's podcast today.
Oh.
And I got to get my hair done and get it silver gray, whatever you want to call it. So I still got a day, but we're done here.
Okay.
Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And Holly on Hot 101.5. Just type that into Facebook.
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
What are you just giggling for? You're over there just smiling.
I just think I'm kind of funny.
Good. I'm happy you do.
Thanks.
Miguel Fuller on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Make sure to send me an email if you want a Miguel and Holly sticker, some swag from us. Miguel at hot1015tampabay.com. Not to be confused with Miguel at hot1015tampabay.com. And make sure if you're listening on Apple Podcast to leave us a rating and a review. You can listen on Spotify, on the Hot 101.5 app. Have a very safe 4th of July, and we'll see you next week.
Catch up on previous episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored now on the Hot 101.5 app or on iTunes on your smartphone.
It's Miguel and Holly Uncensored,
quarantine edition
from Hot 101.5,
made hot by Corona Beer.